Starting at the top of Chavbet Amud Aleph, the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. So now the brothers can discuss about the Eved Ivri, certain aspects of the Eved becoming a Nirtza. So the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Hei says, V'im Amor Yomar HaEved. Right? So there's a double lashon of Amor Yomar HaEved. Ahapti et Adoni, et Ishti, et Banai, et Zichotshi. David says, I love my master, my wife, my children, wife and children being the Shikur Knanit and the children born to them. But it's a Chavshi, I don't want to go free, I'd rather stay on until the Yovel. So now what does it say? Im Amor Yomar, Ad Yomar V'Yishne. The double Lashon of Amor V'Yomar means that he should duplicate the request or the desire to stay, articulating the desire to stay. Amar B'Tchilashesh, below Amar B'Soshesh. If you said the beginning of the 6 years, that he wanted to stay, but Lomar Soshis, and at the end of the 6 years, ain't no near top. He doesn't go because Yomar lo yitzei chofshi, because it says, I will not go free. Ad Yomar b'shat yitziah, because he has to say it at the time that he is, would potentially be going free. Amar b'soshesh, if he only articulated at the end of the 6 years, below Amar b'tchilat shesh, but did not articulate at the beginning of the shesh, ain't no nitzar, near tash, nemar im omar yomar ha'evet. Ad Shomar, because you Evid, he has to say it while he's still an Evid. So obviously, right? Amar B'tchilatish, below Amar B'sobshish, Enu Nirtza. So he doesn't get Nirtza Shnevel Eitze Chavshi, Mayriya Meloch Eitze Chavshi, Tukulay Debeinen Ahapti Et Adni Et Ishti Vet Banai. Why do I have to learn it out from Lo Eitze Chavshi that I won't go free? Why don't I learn it out from the fact that I loved my master, my wife, and my children, Veleka? And there is no wife, you can't, you know, meaning that the wife, you can't have a Shifra Kanani than a child when he's there at the beginning of Shish. He has to have that afterwards, it has to be at a later point in time. Number one. The two, which I'm assuming is your question, so, Amar B'Soshish, Velomar T'Kletshish, Inu Nirtza, Shnemar Ha'Evet, right? Because he's an Evet. At the end of 6 years, he's also an Eved. Why does the demand for him to be an Eved mean that he must make articulate at the beginning of the 6 year? So the answer is, Amarav, Aroba, B'tchilat Putachrona, B'sof Putachrona. And when we say Tchilat and Sof, we're not meaning the literally the beginning of his servitude at the beginning of the 6 years and the Sof at the end of his servitude at the end of the 6 years, but rather has to do with the last pruta. The last pruta, he's only defined as an Eved, right? When there is a pruta worth of value that exists or work that's left on him, with that pruta left. So if he must articulate his desire to stay prior to his last pruta worth, because if he does not articulate before his last pruta's worth, then he is no longer an Eved, he doesn't have the status of an Eved. And there's a requirement that he be Amor Yomar Ha-Eved, right? We need him to do while he's still an Eved. In addition, we need him to articulate it again, right, at the end, right, or at the point in time, right, where he is about to go free, and he says, that I will not go free. So he needs to articulate it towards the end of his servitude. Tchila doesn't literally begin the sixth, but any time towards the end, right, of his servitude. And then Sof literally means at the end of his sheish. And as we said this before, if you remember, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that the woman who is Nitkadesh, the girl who is Nitkadesh, before we said that the Gemara, or the Tanakhama concluded that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda believed that the ma'ot that are used by an Ama Ibriya that create the Yehud, right, the Chachamim believe the Yehud is done from the Ma'ot Rishonot, with the original value. Because Rabbi Yehuda says there has to be at least one pruta of value left in the Amar Riyah to create Yehud. So the Gemara concluded from that Rabbi Yehuda must believe that Yehud is not based on the original money, but on the residual value or her working value that's left. She's trading for the Kedushin. Nachman Yitzchak, every time Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it, Nachman Yitzchak says no. Even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda believes that it's my Bemot Rishon notes, that it's the original money that does the Yehud. Why do you need a pruta's worth left? Because the Pasuk says, Behefta, you have to have enough left that she can redeem herself. So at the time we said that that proves that it may not just be Gzeir Sakhatu Behevda, but also that's the definition of an Eved. She's no longer an Ama Ibriyah when she already enters into that last Kutus word, as we see here too. The Eved is no longer called an Eved once he is gone over the last Kutus worth of value. So it's over there, an Ama Ibriyah. If she wants to marry, she has to marry while she's still an Ama Ibriyah. If she's already passed into the last Kutus, she's no longer classified as an Ama Ibriyah, she can't get married. So we see a similar concept here, that this last Kutus is crucial in defining when he is an Eved and when he transitions into being not an Eved anymore. And that's what the Tchilat Sheis and Sof Sheis will mean in this instance.
So then, is there enough to be between the last, the Tachas Nei Kutah Acharon and after Sheish Bechlau?
Yeah, after Sheish, you can't do it anymore.
You're not an Eved.
Right.
Also, the before the Eved, not an Eved.
You can't. Right, to become a nirtzah, because it says, "Yaloi tekhav shi, I will not go free." Once he's already after the 6 years, he's free. We're going to continue to darshan these psukim by nirtzahs. It says, "Tarabanan, lo ishalvanim." If he has a wife and children, but his master does not have a wife and children, inu nirtzah. He may not stay on as a nirtzah. Shneimar. He says in the pasuk, "Ki ahevcha ve'et beitecha." This is in Devarim, right? In Devarim, tedvav pasuk tedzayim. Says, "Ve'yaki mar lecha lo etzemiach meimach." I'm not going to leave you. "Ki ahevcha ve'et beitecha." I love you and your household. So he has to have a household to love. I mean, that the master must have a household for him to love in order to stay on. The rabbi yishavonim. If his master has a wife and children, below any shalvanim, and he does not have a wife and children, and nirtzah, can he cannot be, because of the pasuk in Mishpatim, shenemar, ahavti et aduni, et ishtiv et benai, what we just read from the pasuk in Mishpatim, of Chafal of Hay, that says that I love my wife and my children, my master, my wife and my children, and implies that he does have a wife and children. Cool. So Kananit, right, correct, correct. It's the Shifko Kananit that was given to him by Zadon. Who
he has to have been independently married.
It might, it depends. We had that machlokas right 2 days ago, whether in order to receive a Shifko Kananit, in order for his Zadon to give a Shifko Kananit, he might have to be married already previously. If he, right, we say whether that tells us or defines for us whether he can't go out with Roshei Ovarim, or it teaches us that he can only marry a Shifcha Kananit if he was a previously married. So that would depend on that machlokas. Who is Rabo? He loves his master, but his master does not love him. That it's good for him with you, meaning that there's also from your tzad, right, exactly, that you also feel good about it. Rabo, his master loves him, but he does not like his master. I don't know what the question is, right? Because it says, he says, I love you, and your household. So, right, he needs his necessity, right? He's sick, and his master is not sick. That it has to be good for him with you, meaning that he needs to be at the same standard of living or same status as you. His master is sick, and he is not sick. Right? He has to be with you, meaning that you guys have to be on equal planes or together. So, by Rabbi Barabai, interesting question. What happens if they're both sick? Right, so now they're on the same level. Bye. Imach be'inan ba'ika. He needs to be with you. We are. We're all on the same plane here. We're in the same boat. We're both sick. But Dilma ki tov lo imach be'in. Or do we need it to be good? Meaning that the situation is good. Aleka, and we don't have a good situation over here. Gemara leaves it as a teiku. Leaves it as a teiku. Although it's strange that the Gemara even says it's a teiku, because before the Gemara says that ki tov lo imach implies that has to be tov, and this is not necessarily a tov situation. Maybe you have to redefine the word tov in this instance to say if they're both cholim, maybe it is tov now. That becomes a new
difference.
Right, it's a nice match, it's a nice shidduch. All right, Tanu Rabbanan. Ki tov lo imach. So this is a gemara we've seen previously. Imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishte. Right, then when it says tov lo imach, it means that he's equal to you, is an equal partner to you with food and drink. You can't eat refined or white flour, and he eats whole wheat. You eat aged wine, and he's drinking grape juice. You're sleeping on cotton, he's sitting on straw. Whoever acquires an Eved Ivri acquires a master for himself. As we pointed out earlier, Tosfos and Yerushalmi point out that why exactly Konel Dasmo? It's like he's Konel Chaver Latzmo. He's got a peer. Why is he an Adon? So he said that it would be, the problem would be an Adon in the situation where there's only one item. And that if there's only one bed, or there's only one of something, then the master can't have it because that would be a violation of a ketov lo imach. Not to give it to the servant would be a violation or a midat stone. So therefore, if he has one bed, the master can't sleep in it, so the eved is going to end up sleeping in it. So the kona adon lasmo means that there are times where the eved is going to end up better off than the adon himself. Right now, Tana Rabbanan. Rabbi Yitzha, right, so when he goes out, right, he says that he will go out from you, right? Who uvanav imo, right? So it says imlo yiga elva ele. He's not redeemed by this. It's in vayikra chafei. This is with a heavy resold to an non-Jew. Vayiga elva ele. Vayatzav shnata yovel. Who uvanav imo, right? So he will go out in the shnata yovel. He and his children with him. Amar b'Shimon, im hiniu nimkar, banav u'notav nimkarim. What do you mean he's going out with his children? So you know when it comes to shivcha kanit and the children are born, they belong to the adon. So here it's got to be talking about his biological children from his original wife, his Jewish wife, because they're going out with him. But I mean, if they're going out with him, it sounds like they were with him in this quote-unquote servitude. That's Amar b'Shimon, im hiniu nimkar, banav u'notav nimkarim. Since when were they enslaved? Mikan, shirabo chayav, bizanot banav. That a master of an Eved Ivri is required to sustain or support the children of the Eved Ivri. Kiyotze b'davar tomer. Im bali shahu, v'yatzai ishto imo. That's in Mishpatim, it says, right, im kapo yabo kapo yitzai, im bali shahu, v'yatzai ishto imo. He was a married man, then his wife goes out with him. Again, Rabbi Shimon, who nimkar? Ishto mi nimkara. He sold, right, who says his wife is sold into slavery. Same requirement that the master is required to sustain the wife of the Eved Ivri that he brings in to this servitude. We need both the instance of the wife and the children. If you only told me that banav were entitled to mizonot, because they don't have the ability to produce and sustain or support themselves, and that they're unable to produce an income. But his wife, who has the ability to support herself, to produce or be productive, she'll support herself. So he would only be chayav mizonot banav. So therefore I need ishto. Now the other way, if I just said, had I just mentioned his wife, the lab dircha, I guess this means derech, and since it's interesting, lashon, dircha la dure, it's not her derech to either go around, either to beg, if she's going to collect, or to do, we've seen this before, it's not her style, or it's not appropriate for a woman to be going around selling and doing business transactions. But children, or these children that can go around and either collect themselves money, or they can do business, be out and doing business, that they wouldn't get supported. Therefore, we have both of them. So both of it teaches us that both his wife and his children are entitled to mizonot by the adon of this Eved Ivri.
So it is not the shalom.
Oh, Benav is the term. Benav in what? Benav in the loose term. You mean notav is not their derech to be mizonot.
You're reading adon.
Right, so they probably classified like an isha maybe in that instance, right? Maybe they would have been included. If you said isha was there, maybe the notav would be included under that category. It's possible. It's nice and nice hour. Tarabon, Yuhu Ne'emar Uzno Badelet. So it says in Parshat Devarim, Perek Tedvav, Pasuk Yudzayin, Lakachta Et Amartzeya, you will take the awl, V'natatav Uzno Ubadelet. You'll put it into his ear and into the door, V'yalacha Eved Olam, and then he will be to an Eved, V'afla Matchata Sekein. So now the Gemara says, if it had said, Ilu Nemar Ozno Badelet, instead of Be Ozno Badelet, right, so over there is a base on both of them, Be Ozno Uvadelet. If it had just been Ozno Badelet, Hayit Omer, I would say, Yitkor Kineged Ozno Badelet. I would say that you have to puncture or pierce the door, but not through his ear, but at the level of his ear. You stand him up next to the door, whatever the level of his ear is, you pierce the door there, because it says, O Badelet. Badelet, Ozin was no lo, into the door, yes, but not into his ear. The ozin lo? What do you mean? You're only quoting one of the two psukim that deals with nirta. It also happens to be a pasuk in Mishpatim that deals with nirta. And there it says, in Parakaf Aleph, pasuk vav, yishua adonav ele Elohim, yishua la delet, oelam zizah, v'ratza adonav, and ozno v'rmatea, v'avadol yolam. It's explicit that he has to pierce his ear. So how could you suggest you'd have a habimina that he doesn't have to pierce his ear, but simply pierce the door at the level of his ear? Ela haiti omer, this would be my habimina. Your tenel ozno v'yankrai. Then he could says, you could do is, you could pierce his ear whoever you want, right? Right? And then, aside from that, you would have to pierce the door, connect those no. So that means that there'd be two separate piercings. One piercing of his ear, which can be done anywhere, and a second piercing of the door, which just has to be done at the level of his ear, but not through his ear. So the Mar says, it says, Badelet, Talmud Omar, the Pasuk actually says, Bi'ozno Ubadelet, Hakecha. So what does it mean, Bi'ozno Ubadelet? Sounds like they do it simultaneously. Dokir Balech, Hachimikecha Ladelet. You pierce the ear until the point that it reaches the door, meaning that you put the ear up against the door and you pierce the ear into the door. Delet, Shume'ani Ben Akura, Ben Shein Akura. When I say you have to pierce it up against the door, and when you think of a door, you think of a doorway, a door attached, but if you just say the word delet, the door can be attached. You can have a delet that's floating around. Heck, they kept the near to the door that they, you know, carried around for these avadim. How do you know it has to be attached? So we read that in the pasuk in Mishpatim, which says, "V'yoshua la delet, o ela mizuzah." So there's a heckish between mizuzah and delet. Ma mizuzah meumad, a door frame or the door posts always have to be, you know, embedded and in the structure. I mean, that's the definition of a door post. Delet nami meumad. Also, the door itself must be attached or embedded in a doorway. Yeah. So that's funny, you know, I just reading the Gemara, I wouldn't, you just never focus on that. I always thought, when you think about Nirtza, I always thought about the doorpost. But truthfully, the pasuk says Delet, Omus Zah. So this is the doorpost, and Delet is Delet, the door itself. In Devarim only mentions the Delet, right? So, but you could have defined Delet there as being Mrs. Zah, but when it comes to Mishpatim, it says Delet, Omus Zah, sounds like Delet is the door itself. But now the Gemara is going to discuss a very famous drasha with regards to a Nirtza. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hayed the Rishit, the Mikra Zek, Min Chomer. He used to darshan this pasuk like a Chomer. Rashi says a Chomer is Tzror Hamar Giliot, Vitzror Bosim, some sort of a pendant that's holding a precious stone or some sort of perfume in it. To leave it Tzavar the Tafshit, that they wear as a necklace around their necks for as a jewelry. And that he gave a beautiful explanation for it. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the Chomer is Ma'aseh, and that's what the Aruch says, that it means Ma'aseh, what are you doing? That I don't know how you, then it doesn't read so simply into the Bible. The Rishit, the Mikrazek, I mean Chomer, like a Ma'aseh, like something that was great action. Ma'nishtana Ozen, Mikolei Varim Shivaguf. How is the ear different than any of the limbs of the body? Why is the Ozen picked to be the one that's in itself? The one who heard me at Har Sinai when the moment that I said, again, Kili B'nai Yisrael Abadim, that B'nai Yisrael for me are Abadim, which is found in Ba'ikra Parakav Hei, it's found actually over here in the last pasuk in Nun Hei, Kili B'nai Yisrael Abadim, Abadai Heim, they're my Abadim, I shall say to you, Otam Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yashem Elokeichem. That they are my. And it also in the previous parsha by an Eben Ibri that tells you, it says, Ki Abadai Heim. So again, so it says that I said that Bnei Israel are my servants, Velo Abadim, Labadim. But they shouldn't be servants to servants. It's a Valachze. And this person went despite that, Vikana Adon Letzmo. And went ahead and acquired for himself an Adon, Yirtza. And therefore his ear should be pierced. So the Ozen that heard that he should be serving Hashem solely and not serving others that are servants of Hashem. And here he goes and extends his servitude, then he should be Yirtza, Nirtza, Ba'ozen. Rabbi Shimon, Berabi, Hayodorish, Tzmekazek, Min Chomer. Same idea again. Fine, now we understand why you picked it here, but what about why the doorpost and the doorway? They were a testimony in Mitzrayim where they had to put the dam, the Pesach, right onto in the doorway. When I went over the doorways, and I over there said, that's Mitzrayim. I said to them, they're my servants and not other servants. And I took them out from servitude to freedom. And therefore, this person goes ahead, and despite that, and acquires for himself an adon, Yirtzah b'fneihem. Then he should be, what? Yirtzah b'fneihem, that he should be pierced. Pierced by them. So I'll make a number of comments here. First of all, Tosfos mentions over here, Tosfos says that, he says in the Midrash, it says that Marcella in Gematria is 400. So Marcella in Gematria is 400, which is connected to the 400 years, right, that the Torah says that Benesha will be, sorry, I've been up there, it says that there'll be 400 years of slavery in Mitzrayim. So the word Marcella is a 400. The second thing I want to mention, I heard this many years ago, a name of Rav Shach, who wanted to aster smoking from this sugi, from this gemara right here. Says that any addiction, right, including smoking, would be a violation of Kedib and Eishal Abadim, Balo Abadim, Balo Abadim. That an addiction, right, comes to you are a slave now, to your desires, or to your addiction, right, and it would be a violation of this exactly, Kedib and Eishal Abadim, Balo Abadim, Balo Abadim. Rav Shach.
I heard from Rav Shach there a beautiful idea here about the Nirzah. Is that, as Shoal pointed out, where earlier said that a person who sells himself, cliche, should in only attack. Makhrua Beidin, right, is near attack. So why is it that, what's the problem? I mean, the Torah gives him permission to stay on. Why do we punish him? Why do we say something? That is, why do we punish this Eved or say to this Eved, you know, what are you doing staying on here? So, it's a problem of attitude. Why was this Eved originally sold into slavery? Because he stole. So Machru, when they sold him into being an Eved Ivri, that was a punishment. It was a punishment because he had stolen, now he sold it as an Eved Ivri. What happens to this Eved Ivri? This might explain to me your question. Why is it focused on the Eved Ivri and not the Adon? Because this Eved Ivri, when he was sold into a slavery as a punishment, then all of a sudden he starts to like the punishment. Instead of viewing it as a punishment, he says, you know what, I like this, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to stay on. So he's lost the meaning or the message of the being an Eved. So that's the same thing as Joel's pointing out, that by Golos is a punishment. It's not something where we go. And then when we go to Golos, and all of a sudden we get very comfortable, and we start to enjoy Golos, then we're missing the message of Golos. Golos is supposed to be an indication that we're not in the land of Israel, we're out of the land of Israel. So that's again why the focus here on the Eved. The Eved is taking a punishment and making it into something constructive, which means that he's missing the message of that which is transpiring. And the same thing with Golos. If we make Golos into something where that becomes the primary area where we want to live, and that becomes the, we don't remember Eretz Yisrael anymore, that's also the problem, that we always need to focus, right, on the...
And it should help us remember the Golos.
Right, the Golos is the punishment. These are punishments and not activities. And then when he says, and I love this, and I love what I'm doing, and again, that's the reason why the Eved Ivri gets near top. Wake up, you have to wake up and remember that, this isn't exactly what we planned for you. This is not exactly what we intended for you. Continuing with the, Mishnah, this new Mishnah, now we finished up Eved Ivri. To start with, Eved Kanani now. Eved Kanani, Nikneva Kesef, Ustarba Chazaka. Eved Kanani can be acquired the same way that property, real property, is acquired with money, right? Star, with a document, and Chazaka. And he can reacquire himself with money through others. That means either others pay money to his owner in order to free him, or he receives a document of shechur that he can accept himself. The opposite. That he can receive money on his behalf, his own behalf, and pay himself out. Meaning if someone gifts him money that his owner does not have any rights to, then he can buy his freedom. But if his Adon wants to give him a star, shechur, he has to give it to another person who's zochet on his behalf. Long again, the money belongs to others. That the second half of the Mishnah will deal with tomorrow. Now the Gemara wants to know, Minolan, how do you know that a Eved Kanani is acquired like real property? With kesef, star, and chazakah. Yechtiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, Perakapei, Pasuk Memvav. It says, as opposed to an Eved Ibri, in Eved Kanani, it says, Nachaltem Otam Livnechem Acharehechem, that you will give them over as Yehusha, to those that are after Yerushalayim, Akuzah Leolam, Vahem Tavodu. You will keep them in servitude, Vahem Bnei Yisrael, Ish Vahem, Vahem Vahem Vahem, as opposed to Jews, where you can't do that. Tibi Nachaltem Otam Livnechem Acharehem, Nereshet Akuzah, Kishan Akatuv, Vahem Akuzah. Right, that the pasuk compares the Eved Kenani to a Reshet Achuzah, to like a Steh Achuzah, to a field. Ma Steh Achuzah nikneh b'Kesef Shtar b'Chazakah, just like real property can be acquired through Kesef Shtar b'Chazakah, av Eved Kenani nikneh b'Kesef Shtar b'Chazakah, so to an Eved Kenani can be acquired through Kesef Shtar b'Chazakah. Ah, ima Steh Achuzah chuzer l'balim b'Yovel, av Eved Kenani chuzer l'balim b'Yovel, if that's the case, you're going to compare the two, then say, just like a Steh Achuzah returns to the owner after he sold it in the Yovel, then an Eved Kenani should also gain his freedom in the Yovel. Tamad Lomar Le'olam Bahem Ta'avodu, that you should keep them in servitude forever. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem is that... Right, exactly, very good. So you guys remember that we define the word Le'olam when the Eved Ibri stays. He says Le'olam, Le'olam means... Right, the Olamah Shel Yovel. So Tosfos Sevir points out, look at Tosfos, it says, Ve'en Lomar, Lo Olamah Shel Yovel, Inkin Lishtok Kraminei. But then the Pasuk didn't have to mention it at all, V'nilech Mishtei Achuzah. We could have learned it, we would have known automatically from the Hekesh that Mishtei Achuzah. In fact, the Torah said again, the Olam, means that it must be a different Olam that we're talking about here, and that is the Olam Bahem Tavodu, means forever.
So that is like Olam Olam.
Right. Tana. We have another braisa that suggests that you can also do a kinyan with a kinyan chalipim. Right? The braisa, so why did our Mishnah use or mention, why did the Tanakh of our Mishnah mention chalipim? Tarizan, Milsa, the letter of Metalkalin Kitani. That the Mishnah or Atana only gave kinyanim that are not found in regular Metalkalin that you can use by an Eved Kenani. Milta the Ita Bitalkalin Lokani. Even though Khalifim possibly could work over here by Eved Kenani, he doesn't mention him in the Mishnah because it also works by Metalkalin. He wanted to show you things that move, that work by real property that also work over here by Eved Kenani. So Amar Shmuel, Eved Kenani nikneh b'mishicha. And Eved Kenani can be acquired through Mishicha. Through, alright, so we'll see in a second what exactly Mishicha means, but serves some sort of, pulling or encouraging the Eved to do something. Keita, what does that mean? Takfo, ubayit lo kano. If he grabs him by the collar, pulls him over here, then he's kone him. Karo, but if he calls him ubayit lo kano, then he does not acquire him. If he calls him and he comes to him, that's not sufficient. So bishlam al tana didan. Right, according to our tana, milta di ita metalka lo kani. The let of metalka lo kani. Right, so the our Mishnah is not a question for Shmuel, why did it leave out Mishicha? Because it left out everything that has to do with Metalkalin. Talks about things that work by real property, by Karka, which is Kesef Shtar HaChazaka. Left out Chalipin, so it left out Mishicha as well. But the other Tana, the Barah, the other Brisa that we brought before, named Mishicha, he wrote Chalipin. If he wrote Chalipin, why didn't he also write Mishicha? So Gemara says, he kani milta di ita ben b'mekarka gay ben b'metalkalay. The only thing that that Tana mentioned were things that were both by real property and by metalkalin, by movable property. Mishicha, the metalkalin, ita, mimkarkalita, mishicha only works by movable property, not by real property, lota, loktoni, he didn't write that. That's not a question for Shmua. Now, ita, takfo, uba islo, kana'o, bro, uba islo, lo kana'o. He grabs him, brings him over, then he's pointing at him. If he calls him, I said, look at now, when he calls him, that's not sufficient to do Mishicha. Tanya, Vabraisa, Kesad bim Sirah. The Gemara is going to define different types of kinyanim you can make on movable property. One is Misirah, giving it over. What is that? Achzab b'talpa. He took its hoof, or Zara by its hair, Ba'ukif Sha'alah, right, with its saddle, he grabs it by its saddle, B'shalif Sha'alah, or by its load that is on it, Ba'prumbia, right, on its bit or its bridle, shubipia, ubizuk shubtavara, or the bell around its neck, pana. So, mitzira is a, literally, like a giving over of the reins in that sense, that he takes physical hold of the animal. Keita b'mishicha, what's the definition of mishicha? Korela b'hiba, right, he calls the animal and he comes. Oh, shikisha b'makel, he gives it a whack with a stick, and it runs in front of him. image akra yad beregel kana. He lifts up one leg and one foot, then he is koneh. But what do you see from this? I mean, we'll continue in a second. But that you see that telling the animal to move, screaming at the animal to move, is sufficient to be a kinyan mishicha. And we said by the eved, when he tells him come here, and the eved listens to him, that is not sufficient. It's not enough for the animal to simply lift up a leg or a regel. He has to move. He has to move the amount of his full body length. He has to move the amount of his full body length in order to acquire it. So that's we have behema over here that see that mishicha works, like the equivalent to what's mechamer in Shabbos. You hit it with a stick or you scream to it and tell it to move, and it's carrying a masuah. That'd be mechamer b'Shabbos. That's the equivalent of a kinyan mishicha over here. So Amre behema adopted the morad. No, behema doesn't have its own daf. Therefore, whenever its master commands it, it does. So when the animal listens to the command of the master, that is showing, right, mastership, or control over the animal. Eved adata denachikazo. Eved has an independent dot, and when he goes on his own volition. Therefore, just telling him to do something is not sufficient to establish a chazak or control or mastery over that Eved. You must, right, actually take physical grab of him, hold of him, and grab him. We had a very similar thing in Gittin, if you remember, that a Eved, right, who cannot be koneh for a woman, I guess, I mean that a woman has an Eved Tani. We know that the chaser of a woman is able, right, so there has to be a chaser ha-mishumeret, right, so that we said that if the Eved is sleeping and tied up, that maybe it could be act as a chaser, function as a chaser, but if he was awake, right, then he was not, right, considered a good chaser mishumeret. Why? Because he's Mishamer Me'atmo, right? He watches on his own volition. He has das, his independent das. So you, the fact that you're imposing on him to watch the lion doesn't do anything because he can make his own decisions. So same thing, similar concept that we have over here, that an Eved has his own das here. So that instructions or demanding something of him is not sufficient. You actually have to take physical hold of him in order to exert control over this Eved. Amar Avashi, Eved Patan, Kibahimadali. Right, an Eved Katan would be the equivalent of Behemoth, since he does not have his own das. Right, therefore, if he listens, it's the equivalent of Behemoth that he responds to the instructions of the Baal. Okay, Rashi points out, I should have mentioned it earlier, that why is it called, all Ovdei Kochavim are called Knanim over here. Eved Knani is not, literally, it has to be a Knani, but Ovdei Kochavim, any non-Jewish slave will be in the classification of an Eved Knani. Right, because once he's sold into a slave, right, that all, it's called an Eved Knani. So why? This week's Parsha. This week's Parsha says, right, that all Avadim are defined by Knan, because in this week's Parsha it says Eved Avadim, right, that the curse of Noah is that Knan will be an Eved Avadim. So that, therefore, all Avadim, or all non-Jewish Avadim, are defined by Eved Knani. Alright. Tarabana. Ketad b'chazaka. How do you establish a chazaka over an Eved? So by a field, when you're talking about real property, we say a chazakah is that you work the field, you put up a fence, you break down a fence. That's chazakah. How do you do that by an eved? Hijar lo mina'alo, right? That if he unties your shoes, oh, holy kelav akro, the beit merkat, he carries your clothing or your towels after you to the bathhouse. Hifshito, he undresses him. Hirkito, he washes him. Tzacho, he anoints him. Gardo, he scrapes him down. Right? Lo bisho, he dresses him. Hini lo, he puts on his shoes. He be, oh, or he lifts him up, cut off, and he acquires him. Meaning that in all these instances, the master is treating the Eved as doing actions that are actions of servitude, that indicate servitude, and therefore that is a chazakah. He's treating him like an Eved. He's doing things to the Adon that an Eved normally would do. Rav Shimon, lotei chazakah gidola mihagba. So Rav Shimon makes a cryptic statement. He says, chazakah shouldn't be no better than hagba. Because Hagba lifting is koneh in all places.
When the bow lifts, yes.
Oh, so that's my kamar. So that's what we want to know. Amar of Ashi. Higbio hu l'rabo kanot. Right? If he lifts his rab up, if he holds his master up, then he's kanot because he acts like a slave. The slave's carrying the master. Right? That's kazaka. Higbio rabo lo, but if his master carried the slave, lo kinao. That's what the Tanakhama believes. Amar of Shimon, that's where Rabbi Shimon comes to contest that. Why should a chazaka be any different or any better, if to say in this case, than hagba'ash? So even though it fails the test of chazaka when the master's carrying it, it should still at least pass the test of hagba'ah, that he's lifting up like you pick up any other item. that establishes the kinyan. So when the master picks up the eved, it should also establish a kinyan. So there should be a kinyan by her. Now, the Gemara says, Hashka, based on this conclusion, Hashka, Martik, Biohu, the Rabbo, that now that you say that if he lifts up his master, Kina'o, then he's Ponei because of Chazakah. Elamiata. Right? Now, based on this, Shifka Kinanit, Tikneh, Biyah. A Shifka Kinanit should be acquired through Biyah. Right? Because when they're in the action of Biyah, the Shifka Kinanit is below. And she's holding up the weight of the master. So it would be the equivalent of carrying the adon. Therefore, he should automatically acquire her through Abiyah. Where it says, Kiyam Rinon, when do we say right, that this works? I mean, that the Kinyan Chazaka works as Zen Enev, Zen it's dire. That's when the master is getting benefit, he's being carried, Zen it's dire. And the person carrying, the Eved that's carrying him is under duress, meaning that he's carrying the weight of his master on his back. Haka, in our instance, the Bia, Zen Enev, Zen Enev. They're both, right, enjoying the process of Bia, and therefore it wouldn't classify as Chazaka of King Bia. Where it says, well, that is Nenuhu, Shalokadarkamai. Alright, that assumes that they had Bia Kadarka. What happens if they had Bia Shalokadarka? Right, so the Mar says, Michael, what are you going to say in that case? Because there you have Zen Enev, possibly Zen Mitzdar. Samar of Achaiber, Ado, Dminaka. Man, first of all, man le malan go han gav hanoi. Right, is the who? The Tavai. First of all, who says when there's Bia Shalokah Darka, that's not hanoi for the woman? That's number one. But oh, Mishkevei Shakti. By the Arayot, it says Mishkevei Shan Toro. And from that we say, Hukash Kola Biot. That there's a hekesh between any type of Bia, whether it's Bia Kedarka, Bia Shalokah Darka. Kishakatu, Kedarka, Shalokah Darka. Therefore, if Kedarka works, then even though Shalokah Darka may not be Zen Enev Zen Mitzar, unless it will take on the definition of regular Bia, which is Zen Enev Zen Enev, and would not qualify to be Higbio in that classification. Now, this is an interesting case. Rabbi Yehuda Hindoa. Rabbi Yehuda, I was the Indian, but Rashi says Hindoa is Kush, right? So he's Rabbi Yehuda the Kushian, Ger. He was a convert. She'en lo yoshim. So he has no inheritors over here. Ava, Chalash. He got very sick. Al Marzutra the Shulibe. Marzutra went in to check up on him. Chazia, the Takifle Al Matufa. Alright, he saw that he was basically literally on the edge of death. That he was, so things were really bad, and he was about to die. Amalila, he said to the servant of this Rabbi Yehuda and Doa, Shogli Musanai, take off my shoes, Bamtino Lebeto, and carry them to my house. So Ikadamre, some people say this flame was a Gadolhaya, that he was of age already. Zipirish the Mita, Zipirish the Chaim, that the Eved went directly into the possession of Marzutra because Zefer Shlemita, as Rabbi Yehuda Hondoa died, right, Zefer Shlechaim, the Rabbi Marzutra right away had exerted his control over the Eved. And he said to the Eved, carry my shoes home. So the Rabbi Yehuda Hondoa passes away while he is carrying his shoes home. The Eved becomes Hefker. But at the moment he's hefker, Rabbi Marzutra has already imposed his control, his chazaka over the eved, and he takes possession of the eved. That's one possibility to explain it. The Yigud Amre, there's some that say, Katan Hava, that he was actually a minor. Udoloka Abashol, and I'm going to read this like Rashi, and not like the position of Abashol. The Tanya, we have a Bryce, so Gershimi, who bizbiz always filled the chazak. Right, so a ger passes away, his possessions become hefker because he has no inheritors. And other Jews come to take his possessions. So you ban Abadim, then you leave him Tanim. If the within his possessions there were Eved Tanim that were both of age or minors, Kanuatzman, Bnei Korin, because they're the first ones to take possession of themselves from Hefker, and therefore they will become free men. Abashalomer, Gudolim Kanuatzman. Gudolim, that they have the ability to make a kinyon, right, they will be Kona themselves from Hefker. Right, Bnei Korim, Tanim, Kolamachzik Behen, Zaka Behen. Tanim, which do not have the ability to be Mekzchia, or Kinyan Hefker from Hefker. Therefore, the first person to take possession of them will be what? Will be Zokka Behen. So that's, not like Abba Shaul, means like this. According to Abba Shaul, right, then a Katan, the first one to take possession of, will be okay. You don't have to worry about the fact that he would take possession of himself, because you just have to take it. Whereas, if according to the Chachamim, and as, according to, right, Marzutra, what he did was he imposed Chazak on him in order to take control of him, which he wouldn't have had to, according to Mishul, he wouldn't have to do by a Chazan. He could have just gone and taken the Chazan and he would have been fine because the Chazan could acquire himself. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, there's two questions on Rashi. One question is, maybe Marzutra was worried about Shemi Kadmenu Akher. In that, even with the Chazan, according to Abishol, he's happier. Anybody can grab him. So Marzutra wanted to ensure that he was the first one to grab him. So he gave him the shoes to carry so that he became the first one to take control of his Chazan. Who says that he did it just because he couldn't, he had to acquire the Eved that way? He did it to ensure that he acquired the Eved that way. And Shemi Kadmenu Akher. Second thing, so that's the problem is that we paskin like Abba Shaul. And we paskin like Abba Shaul, now he's setting up a case that Marzutra is going against the position of Abba Shaul. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam actually changes the gears and says that he's actually ki Abba Shaul. He says that Marzutra acted like Abba Shaul. What does that mean, he acted like Abba Shaul? Because according to the Chachamim, the Gadol and the Katan have a yad. Right? They have a yad to be kone asma, to acquire themselves. And therefore, even if you impose control over them, you can never gain control over them because they will always be the first to gain control over themselves. That's the position of the Chachamim. Whereas Abishol believes, yes, the Gadol will always gain control over himself first. But a Katan, who does not have the ability to have a Zechiyah, right, cannot gain control over himself first. And therefore, when Marzutra imposed his, right, abdus, or imposed his control, mastery over this Eved, it became his. And he did it not because he needed to get a chazaka, but because he was shemit kadmenu akher. He was afraid that someone else would take this Eved Chazan to ensure that this Eved Chazan, right, belonged to him by sending him out and carrying his shoes, which ensured that he would have the kinyan over this Eved Chazan who could not acquire himself. Okay, so then the Ri explains that Gemara differently now. Okay, when they say over there by the Gozo, it says that the Machlokas, the Rabbanon and Abishol has to do with where they learn out Eved Kanani from. So the Chachamim learn out Eved Kanani, la Isha. They learn out from a woman, just like the Isha goes free without a guest when her husband dies. So too, when the Adon dies, the Eved goes free, and there's no residual value, therefore the Eved can take possession of himself. On the other hand, Abishol believes that we learn out from a get, from an Isha. Just like an Isha, when she goes, if she's divorced, she needs to get shifur, so do an Eved need to get shifur. So fine, when the Adon dies, he's freed of the monetary obligation, but he still has the Isur on him, which he requires to get shifur for, and that's what keeps him attached, that's what allows you to go. And therefore, even the Gadol thing will be according to Abishol, which is that the whole Gemara will be according to Abishol now. Because the only way that Zev Hirsch Lachayim and Zev Hirsch Demita works is according to Abishol, who says that an Eved, after the Adon dies, does not take possession of himself without a get shifur. And that's why it works. Then the whole Gemara will be according to Abishol, and that's what the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri were after, to set up the Gemara according to Abishol. Okay, we'll stop here.